Chapter 22. We executed plan number one an hour and a half later when Stephen headed off to school. He'd gotten only as far as a sidewalk when Bongo dove straight towards his backpack. Poking at the zipper with her beak, she cawed frantically. When crows want to be loud, they can be extremely loud. "What?" Stephen cried. "What is wrong with you, bird?" He dropped his backpack to the ground. Bongo landed on the backpack, looking up at him hopefully. "Chip, please," she said. Stephen rolled his eyes. "Seriously?" "Hello," Bongo said. "Chip, please." Stephen put his hands on his hips. "Okay, fine. I've seen you in action, working the bus line." Bongo hopped to the ground as Stephen unzipped his backpack. "You rock," she said politely. Stephen pulled out his lunch bag and opened it. "Let's see. I got a tuna fish sandwich, carrot sticks," but before he could say anything more, Bongo plunged into the backpack and grabbed a sheet of paper and flew skyward. "Hey! That's my English homework," Stephen cried. "Come back here, you thief." Bongo flew high into my branches and landed with a victorious caw. Stephen stalked around the bottom of my trunk where the yellow police tape encircled me. "Please, crow," he pleaded. "I'll give you my whole sandwich, please." Bongo perched on the paper, freeing her beak. "No way," she replied. A few more minutes of grumbling and Stephen gave up. "Great," he muttered as he grabbed his backpack. "Ms. Kellerman is never going to believe me when I tell her a crow ate my homework."